Shalom. Welcome, everybody. The topic of this evening's shiur being Tekiyas of Seder HaBrachas, which means we have a very unique practice on Rosh Hashanah that you don't find anywhere else kamat the whole year of this practice, and that is the idea that we do a mitzvah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Because we blow shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Now, normally, when one davens Shemona Esrei, one is not allowed to do anything but davens Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is standing before the Ribono Shel Olam, is Amida, the Sneha Baruch Hu, and we don't do anything in the middle of Shemona Esrei but daven. And here we have this unique situation where we're blowing shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei. So we have to understand what's that all about. And then we have to understand the different minhagim that exist among Sfardim, Kadosh Ashkenazim, and other Hasidim, whether one blows shofar in the silent Shemona Esrei or not. What do they do in this rule? They don't. Right. So, we might have to understand, you know, where does that come from? Where does that whole discussion? So should you blow in the silence? Should you not blow in the silence? What is this notion of blowing shofar in the Shemona Esrei? What is this notion of blowing shofar in the silent Shemona Esrei in contrast to the Chazor Shashats? And that's and things like of that sort, which I'd like to investigate in this year. So first let's begin in the Pesukim in Parshas Emor on page 1. It says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael leimor, B'chodesh HaShvi v'chol l'chodesh yolachem shabosom, Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. That Rosh Hashanah is a day of Zichron Shrua. So we know from our machzorim that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we say Zichron Shrua, the remembrance of the Shrua. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekday, when we actually are blowing the shofar, we say Yom Shrua. And that's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where at least in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that Zichron Shrua is referring to Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when we actually don't blow shofar. And Yom Shrua is referring to the regular Rosh Hashanah, when we actually blow shofar. The only problem with that is the Gemara rejects that. Because the Gemara says, if that be the case, then not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos would be a din in the Torah, which it probably is not. What's got it is it's only a din d'rabbanan unless you might come to carry. So Yerushalmi happens to keep this. Yerushalmi assumes that that is the maskada, but that's our minute. That zichron. So therefore, according to that interpretation, zichron shrua means that where it's a day of remembering the shofar, not actually blowing the shofar. Now Rashi on Chumash says zichron shrua, psukei zichronos upsukei shofars. Liskron haimakedus yitzchak shekorv tachtov ayal. That zichron shrua Rashi interprets means that we recite psukim. We recite or themes of Zichronos and Shofros. In other words, we speak about
the Truah. We speak about the Hashem's remembrance. We also discuss that on Rosh Hashanah, and we do that in the form of Psukim. And that is how Rashi interprets these Psukim. So Zichron Truah is referring to the Psukim that we say in the Shmona Esrei of Musaf, of the Zichronos, Shofros, maybe Malchios, etc. Now the problem with Rashi and Chumash, you know, is, and the Ramban raises this problem, is that if that be the case, then it's mashma that the psukim, the recital of the psukim, is a mitzvah in the Torah, because it's Rashi is interpreting the pasuk in Chumash that Zichron Truah is referring to this, to the state, the articulation of these psukim that we say in the Shmona Esrei on Musaf. Now, that if that be the case, that would be a very big kiddush to say that that's a mitzvah min haTorah. Normally we assume the mitzvah min haTorah Rosh Hashanah is only the blowing of the shofar. The recital of the psukim, that we'll see shortly, the Gemara says explicitly is only the Rabbanah. So how could one say that Zichron Truah is referring to the recital of the Psukim? And that's what the Ramban of HaTorah in the next page Zichron Truah Psukei Zichronos Upsukei Shofros etc. And then the second arrow he says, but it can't be. It can't be that that's what the word Zichron Truah really means. Well, sometimes we have a concept of an asmachta that the Chachamim sometimes will take a din d'rabbanan and sort of link it up with a pasuk. But that's not what the pasuk is really referring to. So what is the pasuk really referring to, says the Ramban on the next page? Aval Zichron Truah k'mo Yom Truah. Yoma Shinaria biyoma ze biyamanu lizikara lufnei Hashem. That Zichron Truah is nothing to do with the recital of the psukim. The recital of the psukim is only the rabbanon, so that's not what the Torah is referring to when it says Zichron Truah. So what is the Torah referring to when it says Zichron Truah? It means the same thing as Yom Truah. Zichron Truah means to blow shofar. So what's the Zichron? The idea of the Zichron is that as a result of us blowing shofar, that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us and to grant us all the things that Be'ez Hashem He will grant us. And that's what it means, that Yalo Zichroneinu Lefnei HaMokom. And in fact, that's Rav Shechter said over, I believe, based on the Ramban, I think perhaps from Rav Soloveitchik, that that's perhaps the idea why we blow shofar in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Because shofar, the way Rav Shechter said over, I believe, from Rav Soloveitchik, is a form of tefillah as well. It's a tefillah shel demos. Meaning, what is the shofar? It's the sound of crying. The sound of crying. So we put that together in the Shmona Esrei as to give that Shmona Esrei a sense of tears. And therefore it blends in together with the Shmona Esrei. So it's not like any other mitzvah. And like you're not going to do any other mitzvah in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Only shofar. Because as Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik based on the Ramban, and this Ramban is a similar idea, that that's what Shmona is, to bring our as a chronos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us. Now, there is a... Now, how do we know that the Ramban's point that the blowing of the shofar is the mitzvah min haTorah? But everything else, the recital of the psukim, is only the rabbanim. How do we know that? So, if you'll take a look, there's a very interesting gemara. Very fascinating gemara. In the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, regarding the mitzvah of shofar, and the Gemara, I'll show you in a second, talks about shofar. Two different communities. In one community, there is an individual who knows how to blow shofar. Page 13, thank you. In one community, you have an individual who knows how to blow shofar, but no one there knows how to daven Shmoneh Esrei. No one knows how to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and
so page 15. Take a look at page 15 for a second. On the third wide line.
Okay.
We're both right. Good. Here, this is the talking also in our case. Shte ayoros, va'achas talking, va'achas nevorchim. You have two communities. One community, they have someone who knows how to blow shofar. But like, it's not like today we have sidurim, matzorim. You know, they didn't have it. The chazan would say it, and everyone would listen. You know. So if you didn't have a chazan, you didn't have a person who knew how to do it, who could daven, then no one would daven. Because it's not like today that everyone has their siddur. So in one community they had a shofar blower, but not a davener. So no one could daven. So you won't be able to daven if you go to that community. The other community, they have a davener, but no shofar. So which one do you go to? Do you go to the community with the shofar blower, or do you go to the community with the daven? So the Gemara says, "Holkim l'mochum shetolkim, beholkim l'mochum shemivorkim." That you go to the place of the shofar blower, and not the daven. The shofar blowing is more important than the daven. So the Gemara says, "Shika." Isn't that obvious? Hadaraisa hadarabonim. That the shofar is daraisa. It's a mitzvah of minatora. It's a biblical mitzvah. It's in the Chumash. And the psukim is only rabbinic. It's only drabonim. So shouldn't it be obvious if I have a choice that I can only do one mitzvah, and one is a mitzvah minatora, and one is only a mitzvah drabanan, so which do I choose? I choose the mitzvah min haTorah. Shouldn't that be obvious? So what's such a big chiddush? You have to tell me that the two cities, one with the shofar blower, I go to the shofar blower, and that's the davener. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the chiddush. So shricha the apple gav the chav adai v'chasofi. Meaning like this. One community definitely has a davener. So if you go there, for sure you're going to get the davening. You won't get the shofar, but for sure you'll get the davening. The other community may have a shofar blower, who may have nothing. So what do you ask? Do you say, you know, be conservative? You know, at least I know I'll get something. Right, burn the head, yeah, I'll get something. What do I say? No, I'll risk it. In other words, if it's there, I'll get, you know, I'll get the shofar, I'll get the best. If not, I'll get nothing. But at least I have these opportunities trying to get the best. So that's the Kiddush. You go to the shofar, even if you're not, even as long as there's a suffix that the shofar is going to be blown there, rather go to the shofar and go to the Dabbah. That's the conclusion of this Gemara. Oh, so this Gemara is the Gemara that the Ramban asks on Rashi from. Because Rashi said in Chumash that the Psukim, Zichron Shua means the recitation of the Psukim. Ramban said, how could you say that that's the Chumash? That would make the Psukim Daraisa. That would make the Psukim Daraisa. And the Gemara says explicitly that the Psukim, the davening is only the Rabbanah. So therefore the Ramban says that's not what Zichron Shua means. Zichron Shua is going on the blowing of the shofar as well. And it's just explaining that when you blow the shofar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us. So we have to understand, so let's chart in Rashi. How can Rashi interpret the Chumash to the Psukim of the Reis? Then we have another interesting Gemara regarding the blowing of. Take a look on page 8. I bracketed off of this part of 13, but it's the same thing. Tana Rabbanan on the top there. If you look on page 13, you'll get the brackets. Tana Rabbanan, Tikios Eim Rach Vuzu Vuzu. Brochus Eim Rach Vuzu Vuzu. Tikios Hu Brochus of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Ma'achus. So says Rashi, Tikios Hu Brochus Kigon Tanias Eim Rach Vuzu Vuzu. Whereas on the Taniyos, they also used to have, say, special brachas in the Smyrna Esrei, and they're not ma'akev, meaning you could say the brachas, the Smyrna Esrei, without the shofar. But in Rosh Hashanah, they're ma'akev. So that means that if you don't have the shofar, you can't say the brachas. So that's what it means. Tikkios and Brachos of Rosh Hashanah Ma'akov Zolazul means that they're interdependent. So that means that the Brachos and the Tikkios have to come together. And if you don't have the Tikkios, you can't say the Brachos. So the question is obvious. And this question Tosus asks on Rashi. Rashi and Chumash is going against this Gemara, right? And Rashi and the Gemara is going against the Gemara. Because you see the Farish from the Gemara that you can have a community that's what? That blows, that sends the brachas without the shofar. That was the case. One community would say the brachas, one community had the shofar. But according to this Rashi, the Tikkios and Brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Amaki Zuh Zuh, Rashi says, in Birach Volotaka. That means that the Tikkios and the Brachos are interrelated, that you can't say the Brachos without having the Tikkios. So this Rashi in the Gemara is also going against that. So you have two Rashis that seem to miss this Gemara. This is like a famous Gemara. I mean, believe me, Rashi knew this Gemara. So Rashi and Chumash seemingly going against this Gemara, because he says that the Pesukim are the Raisa, and Rashi in the Gemara says that Kiyas and Rashanim Biruch Lotoka means that if you made the brachas you weren't okay, so on a tiniest you could do that. But on Rosh Hashanah, you can't do it. But what about the Gemara? The Gemara says Beferish. There was one city that was Tokeya, and one city that had this, and it was not market. Yep. Take a look. Tosfos' account on page 14. No, the brachas of the Shmon Esrei.
The Shmon Esrei.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So meaning like this: the Gemara says Kiyas, so Hanias and brachas ain't machkes also. So Rosh Hashanah is machkes. And Rashi explains what does it mean. In Birch Lochaka by the Hanias, you could do that. You could have special brachas on the Hanias which they used to recite, even though you're not okay. Yeah? But Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that.
Okay. Good.
Which is against that Gemara. So Tosfos asks on Rashi. The Tosfos is on this page, the 14. In Tomer, Hanav Yeshiva, Heki Dofik, Hatali and Sofer, Tkiyat the Brachas of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Magma Zuzu, Alam Le'in Slosa, Boi Lemeda. Lot Firti, the Abba Gan Zemash, we talk to Heish Rashi, the Nirach Lotaka, Hatapa Lo'berach, Heish, Berach, Malki, Zekronos, the Shofros, he says Rashi can't be right. Because why? Because of the Gemara of the Shteyayos. Because that Gemara implies that you can say the brachas without the shofar. Shteyayos brachas tolkim brachas mevarchim. Sheholach holach mevarchim shetolkim veholach mevarchim shemevarchim. So what does it mean to kiyas the brachas matzuzu zu? It means something else. It doesn't mean like Rashi interprets that if you don't have the shofar you can't say the Shmon Esrei. No, it means like this: kiyas matzuzu zu, brachas matzuzu zu. Shemivarch malchi zechronos and shofros yivarch shloshtam, although yivarch klal. Saint kiyas shvarm truas in malchi b'shloshim mitka v'lav lo yitcha. In other words, it doesn't mean that the Tzchiyas, the Makiv, the Brachas, that they're interdependent. It means like this. The Brachas, the Makiv, Zuzu, and the Tzchiyas, the Makiv, Zuzu. Meaning, if you know how to daven the whole Musaf Shmon Esrei, so daven. But say you only know Malchus, and you don't know Zichronos, and Shofros, or if you don't know the whole thing, then there's no point in davening, because it's a Brachal of Atoma. It's a package deal. Either you know it all, or you know nothing. If you could say it all, you'd say it all. Look, you don't say, well, at least I know the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei about that. I know the last three brachas about that. And maybe Malchus I could fudge a little bit. And the Chronos and Shofros, I don't know, no. Then it's all or nothing. And the same thing with Shofar. Say I know how to blow Shofar. I only know how to blow the keys. I can't get a Shvarim or a Truat. I can only blow the keys. So should I at least blow the keys? So that's what he said, no. So it was either you can blow it all, or you blow, at least blow something. Like Tkiya, Shvarim, Trua, or Tkiya, Shvarim, Tkiya, that's good enough. You did something. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, you did something. But just Tkiya, it's makiv each other. Meaning, Minei Be, the Tkiya is a makiv each other, and the brachas, but there's no interrelationship between the Tkiya and the brachas. Because Tosa says you have to say like that, because of that Gemara. So we have two Rashis that seem to be misaleim from the famous Gemara. The Rashi in Chumash that seems to say that the recital of the Pesukim is the Pshat Zichron Trua, which would indicate it's a Raisa. And Rashi in the Gemara, which seemingly says that the
that there's an interrelationship between the tkiyas and the brachas, that if you don't have the tkiyas, you can't recite the shemotas.
Those are the two kashas you have to answer. But before we answer the two kashas,
I want to briefly discuss another thing. And that is, what's this question about whether you blow on Rosh Hashanah shofar in the silent Shemoneh Esrei or not?
Yes or no? Should you blow in the silence? Where does it come from? Where does it all come from? So the question is, which shita needs the burden of proof on? So is the Pashup Shat to do it, or is the Pashup Shat not to do it? Who requires the burden of proof? So let's take a look.
In various makaras regarding this topic, and then hopefully by the end of the shiur we'll put it all together and we'll explain where the minhagim come to blow and not to blow the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and at the same time we'll answer up all the kashas on Rashi. Okay, that's the goal here before we leave. Okay. Now, the Gemara has various discussions about blowing the shofar in Shemoneh Esrei. When to do it, when not to do it. So take a look on page 15, or 13, whichever one. The Gemara says, the last short line, the last thin line. Shu shom shom al seid ha-bracha, seid ha-bed v'amumu b'chever ir. Avol shalom b'chever ir, shom am al seid v'shom al seid ha-bracha. In other words, you need a chever ir to blow the shofar with the Shemoneh Esrei. What is a chever ear? So take a look in the Shilte Giborim on page 16. V'nir ve'enei shechever ear haynu shashatz omer tzilosu b'kol rom. Aval shatzibor mispavlim kol echa tzilosu b'lachas kulam yechidim hei.
So the Shilte Giborim says that the Gemara says that you blow the shofar in Shemoneh Esrei only b'chever ear. Chever ear means when the Shliach Tzibur is reciting the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. So then the whole community comes together. It's one Tzibur. But whenever everybody's davening the silent Shemoneh Esrei, so that's everyone's Yechidim. That's not Chever ear. And therefore, says the Shulchan Kibbutz,
you can't blow shofar in the silent Shemoneh Esrei because that's not the Chever ear. And if you look in the Rambam, page 17,
says the Rambam, "Kargim al Chazayin Hatzibur Chayalim Lishmo Hatkiyas Al Seder Habrachas." Keter Omer Shliach Tzibur Avos Gvuras Kedushos Kedush Hashem Malchus Hatkiyas Shalosh Omer Zichronos Tzibur Shalosh Shalosh Hatkiyas Shalosh. The Rambam writes the Feirush. Okay, the din of blowing the shofar only when Lot and the Shliach Tzibur is saying the Shemoneh Esrei, just like the Shulchan Gibor. Because if not, it's not Chever Ir, it's just Yechidim. In fact, there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, there's a whole discussion whether it's authentic or not. It's not even a tshuva, I think it's important in the biography, that the Iker Tzvila B'Tzibur is really when the shots used to say Shemoneh Esrei on behalf of everybody. And not the fact that people are davening, you know, each one on their own. We assume today that the Tefillah B'Tzibur is each one davening on their own. But the Rambam writes the Feirush. It's very clear from the Rambam that he did not have this minhag
of blowing in the Song of Shemot Esrei. He didn't have that in him. And just like the Shulti Gibor says, Chevra Ir means Chazar Sashas. The Shalom Bechevra Ir, when you can't, when the Gibor says you can't, that's when each one is davening Hishnil Shemot Esrei, and you can't blow shofar. The Shalom Bechevra Ir. So who's the ones that say not that way? So page 19 is a Zirach from the Sefer Ha'aruch. The Sefer Ha'aruch is a fascinating Sefer. It's a dictionary. Right? So Rabbi Nosson Ha'aruch wrote a dictionary, the Rishon. And in his dictionary, there are fascinating Chidushe Torah. Usually a dictionary doesn't have Chidushe Torah. But his dictionary has, and it's quoted all the time by Tosas, quotes the Shitas Aruch, so some very famous Shitas of the Sefer Aruch. So in his dictionary, under the word Aruch, so he Arev et Asata, right? The word says, why do we blow to, the word says, to mix up the Satan. So in that entry, in his dictionary, he writes, look on the fourth column where the arrows are. Mikan anu lemeidin divina lamed ba'amida v'shloshim yeshiva v'hani lachmi avid sarpon lachmi avid lamed divyasi second arrow. Lamed divyasi means 30 kolos we blow before Musaf, that's the Tiyas of Yishuv. Lamed belachash 30 in the silent Shemot Esrei, Lamed al HaSeder, and 30 on the Chazaras HaShatz, and then 10 more later, and that's connected to 100, you know, Kolos of Ein Sisra, etc. So you see clearly, the Sefer Aruch, which is probably the source that Tosus quotes, that we blow the notion of the 100 kolos, the original calculation of the 100 kolos was assuming that we're going to what? Blow in the silent Shemot Esrei. And in the Sefer Priyei Chaim, Chaim Vital from the Arizal, also on page 20 says that he tells you which kavanas you're going to have. He says 30 kolos to miyushav, you should have kavana levatel yetzahara v'avodazar, and the 30 kolos of musaf belachash, you should have kavana to levatel yetzahara v'givarayas. And the 30 of Chazar Sashat is Levat Al Yetzahar is the Shfichas Damim. And the last 10, Levat Al Yetzahar is Shalashan Hara. It's good drushim material. Right, this is, but clearly, and that's the Chassidim very often follow the Ari HaKadosh. And the Ari HaKadosh from Talmud Rav Chaim Vital has this notion of what? Of flowing in the lachash. So we see this, again, the Rambam is not from these people, and the Shulchan Gibarim not. But who do we have? We have the Aruch, and we have the Ari HaKadosh Rav Chaim Vital, Kubol. And that's why clearly the Hasidim will always follow those Minhagim are going to be from the people that blow. Now, it's interesting, so, but still, we haven't explained yet. It's interesting to note, Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav on page 26. Minhogo Shel Agrach, Rav Chaim Drister, who you would think is the ultimate Rambam person, right? Hi.
Min hagos or adracha in kol beemtzah tefilah shebelachas b'minyan haprati shalom. So it says he had his own private little minyan on Rosh Hashanah, and in his private minyan on Rosh Hashanah, they would blow in the Sarim Shmon Esrei as well. Havelo b'beit hakdesh nagol shebebrisk, sholi valgo t'olim. Fein nag rabbeinu b'beit hamidrash shalom, fein gerat the rabban and tichilu tanah. But Rav Chaim Brisker would felt that there's an Indian to do it in the Sion of Shimon Esrei, even though it's not like the Rambam. So where does it come from? So this notion of doing it in the Sion of Shimon Esrei. So we saw the Aruch, we saw the. But why should Rav Chaim do it? And so there's one missing piece here that I want to. In the Sefer Knaf Renona, a fascinating Sefer, he fills in, and he has one theory that's going to answer everything. Basically, what do we have? I have two questions on Rashi, right? And just the notion of blowing in the silent Shmon Esrei. Where does it come from? So he's going to say one swooping answer to answer everything, like a magic trick. He didn't answer it all. So it's all based on a rush on page 22. All based on a rush. I mean, the rush doesn't like it, but it's based on a minhag that the rush quotes. So listen to what the rush says. Chaykhaz of Ritzgeyes, Shanogli Bushte Yeshivas.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading on page 22.
Second column,
the first arrow. Remember? Page 22.
Okay, got it.
Okay, because of Ritz Geyazal, Shanogu B'Shtei Yeshivas of Kulu Bava. In the Shtei, the big yeshivas, Zura, Pupaditsa, and all of Bavel. What was the minute? Shemus Pala Natsiba Rak Sheva Brachas. Heshat Yorei Ve'omer Teisha. That there was no notion of saying Malki Zichronos and Shofros in the Sion Shmon Esrei. Malki Zichronos and Shofros was only said by the Chazan. Everyone else said a regular Yantav Shtikah Shmon Esrei. Regular Yantav Shtikah Shmon Esrei. There's three brachas, one bracha in the middle, Mikadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron, and three brachas at the end. And this notion of having the Malki Yisachronos and Shofas was only said by the Chazan. And that was the minhag of Shtei Yeshivas. The prominent yeshivas of Sumer Pupadiso V'Kulu Bava. And these great donors said that the tzibur only davened seven brachas, and it was only the chazan that davened all nine.
You only had
Teisha,
not ten.
No, well, that's what we do. We do Malchus and with the Kedusha Sayyam. In other words, we put Malchus together, Melech HaKol Ars, Mikadosh Yisrael,
with Yom. So people did not say things like in the Shabbos one Esrei, and Yom Noah, where you have a lot of stuff in the other.
So in other words, in our practice today, when we say the silence from an essay by Musaf, we all say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, right? And in all of Bavel, in the Kulo of the Shtei Yeshivos, they just said the silence from an essay by Musaf was just the three regular, and then the middle bracha was Mikadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, and then the three others. And the whole idea of saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros was only something that the Chazan did during the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf.
And Shabbos?
Shacharis.
I know there's no Malchios, but there's still a lot in the middle, other than just the plain part of Kedusha Sayyom. Did they not say that also in their Shalosh Shmona Esrei?
Yeah, I mean, those are, you know, piyutim, and those are just, you know, things. I know what you mean. The same chaytei pachtecha shemokedo kol masecha. Yeah, so those aren't the really ma'akev anyway.
So then they would also have just the chazan say that?
No, that we don't know. That we have no, because that anyway is not ma'akev. But the Malchus, the Chronos, and Sophos, that's the meaning.
Theoretically, they had very short time.
Very short time.
This moment, they certainly didn't say they didn't have Sidurim or Matlab.
That's wrong. Okay? Now, the Rosh himself doesn't like it. on the bottom arrow, he says, Lo Yvanti Hadvarim Balol, Shenemro Lamosha Mishina, Kevin Shato, Tiknu, Tesha Brachos, Lomra, Bahusa, Shoshana, Hechi Yuakal, Chayav Olomar Sheva. There's a takkanah to say patient. Okay, but it's very nice that he argues, but that was the minute. You know, the minute is the minute. You know, so you can't argue with the minute. So this is very interesting, this minute. But this minute, says the Sefer Tznafra Nana, we will now proceed to answer everything. Okay? Now listen how beautiful he's going to say on page 23. Take a look on the... Yeah, I mean, he's saying there was a takkara, so he doesn't understand this chilra. Look on page 23. Okay, give me a second. On page 23, on the top, left for the arrows. Uve emes nira the das Rashi kimina yeshivas bava. So he says like this, that Rashi holds like the yeshivas in bava. Shehevi atur, the lachash was palo matzibar sheva brachas, v'chach rashas yorid, was palo tesha. So the mela is like this. Now it's all beautiful. He says, you know what's pshat? How Rashi learns pshat in that Gemara? That one seabor was blowing, and one seabor was saying the brachas? You know what that means? One seabor blew shofar, and one seabor had the ability of saying seven brachas. Just the seven. Not, in other words, because there is a notion of saying seven brachas. So there's one person there who knew the seven brachas. They couldn't say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros in that community. Because that's Rashi Lashitaso. You see, right, if you don't have shofar, you can't. In other words, what Rashi means to say, if you don't have shofar, then you can't say the Shmon Esrei, means you can't say the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So in a Hanami, they didn't say that, the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Because they didn't have a shofar. So what the Gemara means to say is one community had the shofar. The other community had Shmona Esrei, means the Shmona Esrei of seven brachas. So which do you go to? So the Gemara says, sure, shofar. Now what were our two kashas and Rashi? The Gemara says, because brachas are the Rabban. So what are the two kashas and Rashi? Rashi and Chumash said what? That the shofar zichronos is doraisa, adik versus rabbanim. No, the versus rabbanim was the Gemara not talking about saying malchus zichronos and shofar. The Gemara was talking about it just the shmona esrei of what? Seven brachas. And the other Rashi that says that you can't say the brachas without the shofar, that's malchus zichronos and shofar. They didn't say malchus zichronos and shofar. And that's goofy why it was only the rabbanim. So now, you understand very well the two Rashis. In other words, Rashi and Chumash is right. Malchus Zichronos and Shofros is a Daraisa. The Gemara says the Rabbanah? No, the Gemara is talking about a Shmona Esrei without Malchus Zichronos and Shofros, like they had in the Minhag of Bavel. So what about and how could they say Shmon Esrei without shofar? I have to look into Malchus. No, Malchus is a chronos of shofars. You need a shofar for. But what? But they weren't saying Malchus is a chronos of shofars. They were only saying the seven brachos. So that answers up all the Rashi's. Now, this is the point.
Why do people blow in the Shtilah Shmon Esrei? And perhaps maybe Rav Shachter said this, Rav Chaim, and I think maybe some explained Rav Chaim this way, is because our minhag today is not like the minhag in Bavel. So if our minhag today, says the Knaf Ranana, is not like the minhag in Bavel, we all say Malchus Zichronos and Shofaros in the Shtilah Shmon Esrei. So if you hold like Rashi that you don't have a shofar, then those brachos are brachos of Atala. So b'meila, if you hold on Shitas Rashi, then you're mechuyev to say, to blow, once you're already saying, the mouth is the front of the shofars, then you're mechuyev to blow. And b'meila, that's perhaps why, an added reason to blow in the Sarim Shmon Esrei. Now all the kashas are answered. And that's all in the sefer. This is all the kashas. I mean, of course, this is only if you hold like this, you know, Shiva. But once you, in other words, once you have this missing piece of information that there's such a concept of a Shmona Esrei on Musaf without the Malchus of Shmona Shoshovras, that's the key to answering up all the kashas. Well, now, Rabotai, we can see the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor has another interesting, talking about different minhagim that different communities had. Let's take a look at the Baal HaMor. So the Baal HaMor says a couple of interesting points. First, we know the famous Gemara, which was alluded to before, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tazayin. Gemara says, Lama Tolkien. Yeah, that's a good question. Page eight. Yeah, bottom line. It's bottom two lines. Lama Tolkien Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says, Lama Tolkien Rachmano Amar Tikkun. Lama Marine Rachmano Amar Zechon Tor. Lama Tolkien Marine Kishen Yoshvin. The Tolkien and Marine Kishen Omdim Kideva Arbe Hasasim. Right, so the Gemara says, why do we blow in the Miyushav and the Mu'umad? This should be enough. We already blew in it again. Why are we blowing again? La'arve, the Sasapan, and different Shatim. What would it be? La'arve, the Sasapan. Rashi explains that the Sultan will see how much we love to do mitzvahs.
So he won't start up with us. And Tosis explains from the Oroch that when the ultimate Geula will come, there's going to be a shofar, you know, to have a shofar Gadol Kedushtein. So when we blow once, the Satan is going to, you know, think that this is the, you know, he's not sure. Is this the shofar of the ultimate Geula? So he's not sure. But once he blows a second time, he says, oh, it must be the blowing again. This is the ultimate Geula, and I'm out of business now. So he gets all flustered, and he forgets to say bad things about the Jewish people.
Well, so what is Miyushav? So we assume that the Tkiyas to Miyushav are the Tkiyas that we blow before Musaf. Right, the first set of tkiyas that we blow, we call that tkiyas to miyushav. Even though
everyone's usually standing, but you're allowed to, you know, you could sit because it's not in the middle of Shmon Esrei. The tkiyas the Me'umah, but the tkiyas in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you know, and we finished discussing whether it's a silent Shmon Esrei or that. But the Baal Amor says he thinks that's not the correct shot. You take a look. On page, page 10. On the bottom of page 10. It says, Mashanogu, Amor HaKotim. Mashanogu is Koa, Koa Tkiyas, Kishen Yoshkin, Bubarkim Aleim Birkas, Tkiyas nearly Kiloha Yokain, be made Rabboseinu Chachmei HaTalmud. He says there was no such thing as blowing the shofar before Musaf, Bizman the Gemara. Elaminavu shem higu doros ha'achron, mishem cholim, hu mishem anusim, dekaimi benatkimi beis haknesis, lo natri atzlosa de musri. In other words, the elderly and the sick can't stay in shul so long. So they can't stay till Musaf. So they had to go home. So they instituted a 30 kolos for the sickly and the elderly before Musaf. And that never existed. So when the Gemara is speaking about Kiyas de Miyushav, the Kiyas de Me'umad, they're not talking about those first 30. We always think Miyushav is the first 30 before Shmon Esrei. In the movement, he says the Baal Amor again from Minhagim. That was, he can't argue with the minhag. He says that was the minhag. He saw in all the shuls they never had such a thing. That was the.
So what is Miyushav then?
Oh, so what is Miyushav? So take a look. He's going to say what it is. I can read it. Okay. Yeah. Well, keep going. Then he's going to explain it later. Take a look on page 12. By the way, before we get to that, just take a quick look at the top of the Baal Amor on page 12. We quote another minhag. He says, "And Rosh," he says, "there was a minhag that on Rosh Hashanah you always said Malkiyos Achronos and Shofros." By Arvis, by Shacharis, and Musaf. This is another minhag. Different than what we were, the minhag that the Rosh had. But let's get back to the Baal Amor, the second arrow on page 12 on the right side. At Kiyasha Tokim Shehem Yoshrim, Eilat Kiyasha Tokim Beseda Brochas Betfila Shliach Tzibur. He said, you know what Miyushav means? Miyushav means in the Shmon Esrei. So why is it Miyushav? That's where you stand for Shmon Esrei. No, Chazaras Hashatz. It's not like people didn't used to stand for Chazaras Hashatz. People sat for Chazaras Hashatz. So that's the Kiyas to Miyushav. Was the Kiyas during Chazaras Hashatz. Meaning, in contrast to when they were standing for the Shmon Esrei, they sat for the Chazaras Hashatz. So the Kiyas to Miyushav is the Kiyas of Chazaras Hashatz. So what's the movement? No, because it can't be that, because Lama Tokim to Yoshim Tokim Sha'ogdin is Mashma, the Miyushav is before the movement. So what's the movement then? So he says, Miyushav Kiyash Shemu'umat Haisa Minig B'yodim Shayut Tokim Osof Shayu Yotzim B'Beisak Nessus. Because they would blow, while people were standing ready to leave Shul, then they would blow somewhat, and that was what the Kiyash the movement, which makes sense, because in other words, it's mashma that the movement is just the arbei v'sasotim. The words are really part of the, you know, part of the davening so much. So after the davening, they would blow with everyone standing up, ready to leave the shul. You know, everyone's with their, ready to go. And then they would blow the,
So the Baal Amor didn't hold it. They were okay and sealed it a lot.
Right. Right. In other words, the Baal HaMor didn't hold like this whole other thing that was said. And he couldn't have held for that because he holds even by Meyer, he's saying Malkiyos Zichronos and Shofros.
Right.
And there's no Shofar Balaila.
Right.
So he clearly has a whole different approach to this whole, but it's fascinating how his, and Rav Shapter likes to say that that before the minute, that there was no such thing as to make a bracha, Shekhar Shal Mitzvah Sab Sibanu, of a Shema called Shofar, in the time of the Gemara. Because the time of the Gemara, they just did in the Shema Netzah. So you're not going to make a bracha on the Shofar in the middle of Shema Netzah. And Rav Shapter explains it based on the idea that you don't make a bracha on a bracha. In other words, if you blow the shofar in the context of brachas, you don't make another bracha on it. The concept that since they instituted to make have 30 kolos beforehand, then they instituted the bracha shekhar as well. So that was also part of the later thing. So just to conclude with one Mili Da'agada, we know there are a lot of different ideas about what the shofar is all about. The Sadi Gon has his 10, ideas that we're coronating the king and different ideas that he has. In the Hasidish Sfarim, I believe the Sheni Shmuel and perhaps the Sfas Emes have another idea. That we know that Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam, the world was created. But what does it mean that the world was created? The world was not created on Aleph Tishrei, the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul. So the world was created means man was created, because man was created on the sixth day of creation, so the world was created Chaf Hei, and then on the sixth day was Aleph Tishrei, that was man was created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into him a Nishmas Elokim. He blew into him a Neshama. So that's what the shofar represents, is the creation of man, and God is blowing into him that neshama. So it's interesting to note the duality of Rosh Hashanah. That on one hand, Rosh Hashanah is telling us that we are coronating the king, but on the other hand, we're also saying how great man is. This man has the neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside him. And so it's a duality of understanding how great man is on one hand, how much potential he has. On the other hand, he can't let that greatness cause him to have gaiva, because on the other hand, he has to realize that the Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's nothing in comparison to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Bez Hashem, observe Rosh Hashanah and the shofar, so hopefully we should have a new meaning to understand the shofar, to understand the relationship between the shofar and the brachas. And Bez Hashem, I wish you all a chasiva chasiva tova, good gibbet shiur for you and all your families. L'anu l'chol beis Yisrael.